All right, so in session five, we're going to see the tester at work. So we're going to look at what kind of tests we can do with TESC MTM. We're also going to look at creating a test case, because that's like the whole point of this thing. We're going to run some tests, and finally, we're going to report a defect. So the actual defect that blew up, we're going to actually report it through the tool. All right, so... Vince, now that I kind of showed you like the layaround of the tool.
Yeah, you showed me a tool.
So I'm going to talk to you about the types of tests we can do with this thing, right?
Right.
So there's three types of tests we can do. We can do a data-driven test, which is actually really cool, and that's the one I'm going to do to create to test our thing.
I know monkey tests.
Monkey test. Monkey see, monkey do, yeah.
Yeah.
The other one is a straight manual test, right, which where you just a bunch of steps and we're going to do them. And then the last one is an exploratory test, right? So the exploratory test usually is rather simple. It's like start the application, go monkey around, close the application.
That's good, right? For me.
And then the monkey around, you can work for an hour kind of clicking all over the place, and it's going to capture everything you do, right?
Okay.
So in this case right now, I think that the strategy is probably to do a data-bound test, because that's going to be
actually... Yeah, we want to put the A in there specifically.
And validate that it works,
and
right?
We use Etienne, Tremblay, some address.
Exactly.
All right.
All right, so we're going to go here, and this is where, under plan, I have my requirement, and now I have no test. So I'm going to create a new test.
Yep.
Makes sense, right?
Right.
Let me start here. And then the title of the test. So I kind of planned around. I was working on stuff the other day, and I wrote down all the steps for how to do those.
That kind of bug.
Yep.
Oh.
So let's see. Where did I save that? I think I saved it over here. Test cases. Sounds like a good place to start, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I notice I have three test cases, right? So as a user, normally, you know, since I didn't have that tool before, kind of wrote down my things, right? So that's
in Excel.
Yeah. So so what the test we're going to do here is we're actually going to do a kind of a reverse negative deal thingy test. So I'm actually going to create a test to validate your bug.
Okay. Validate that we could have created the new customer.
Yes.
We can't, since it broke.
Exactly. So okay. I'm going to create a test that's going to say create a customer with a non-numeric value for age, exactly like I asked you,
yeah.
Like put an A in there. And then that should break.
That should break.
That yeah. should break. And then we'll be able to create the bug and do all that good stuff, right?
So it's a good thing to create a test for something that you know is going to break?
It's a good practice, because then we can make sure we don't have a regression.
Oh, okay.
Really
Got
important,
it.
Right? The regression, very important. So I'm going to put the title here. We're going to move it to iteration like, you know, we usually do.
Yeah, one.
I'm going to leave it assigned to myself, priority. It's not an automated test. We'll leave the area there. And
what's that?
That's where we put all the manual steps. Normally, let me show you.
Okay.
So the first step is open the application.
I recognize the thing. That's my sheet of paper right there.
Exactly. Right?
Okay.
So I have open the application, click on the add customer, and then I'll show you the little stuff
here.
So let me just grab this. And I'm doing that because I want to be a little bit faster and I don't need to type all this stuff by myself, right?
Okay.
But what's actually pretty neat here is...
So these are all the steps that the tester needs to follow mm-hmm. to, you know, test the feature.
The feature, exactly. So if we had more stuff, then we could actually put in there, you know, click on the list of all customer, validate all this.
All right.
But now we're trying to make it break so that we can prove that when you
point.
Fix it, because you're going to fix it, right?
Am I?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to prove that when you fix it, it actually works.
Okay.
Right? Because we're going to rerun the test and we're going to say, hey, it doesn't break. Right? So that's going to be good.
All right.
So the idea here is I'm going to say open the application. I don't really have to deal with expected results because obviously is the application open, right? Now, I'm going to put in the expected result only the thing that I really want to validate, which is...
Only where it matters.
Exactly. So technically, if I put an A in there, I should have had the save button should have been grayed out. I shouldn't be able to save, right?
True.
And I should have an error message under that says that the age is invalid. Right?
Sure.
And A is invalid, right?
Yeah, sure.
So it shouldn't crash the application, right?
Yep.
So that's what I'm really concerned. That's what I want to test, right?
Right.
And then close the application. Technically, if that is grayed out, I just want to close it to make sure that, you know, we're good there.
All right. What's all these parameters right there? I guess they're parameters because they've mm-hmm. got this
So there's a keyword when I create some tests, I can put at and then whatever name I want. And when I do that, it creates, notice on the bottom, it has a list of parameters that I can input in my test. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to flip over, and I already had parameters, right?
Man, you're strong.
So I want to test some different things, right? So I'm going to actually put all that, and I'm going to put that A that made the application break, right?
So you knew it was going to break.
Oh, yeah. I knew that. So I'm actually going to go over here, and I'm just going to paste this here. So I'm going to go over here and try that.
No, see, I think you're going to have to.
No, it works, but you have to put it at the right. There we go. So a little bit of fiddling around to get it working there, but it works, right? I could have typed them in too. I'm just lazy, right?
Something I would not do if I do a demo of that thing.
Yeah, you wouldn't do that in a demo. Certainly not, right? So I'm just going to test one case, right? Great to know, right? Next time I make sure I won't. I'll type it, right, so it looks better. So I'm just going to do one test case here, but if I had multiple ones, right, I wanted to test different things, I could put a bunch of values here with all my different N cases that I want to validate, right. Like -1 for sales because I shouldn't input negative values.
Don't test that either.
Okay, I won't test that either. And so we can put all sorts of stuff here, and then essentially when I show you how to run the test later, you would have different iteration for all the stuff you want to test, right? So technically right now,
are we sure this is all the right steps?
Yeah. So I think so. I think we have open the application, click on the customer, add a new customer with all that stuff, and then close the application.
Okay, so the guy's going to have, he's going to follow the steps right there, mm-hmm. and he's got the data there to help him too?
Yep. So we'll look at that in just a few minutes.
Good.
So notice I have insert shared step.
What's that?
So let's say I have an application and I need to log into the application every time.
Oh, man.
Click on the login, put Joe user.
Do I have to put it all in all my test cases?
You would, but they thought about that, and you can create some shared steps.
Oh.
So, and then you call it the login shared step, and then at the beginning, you just insert your shared step, and then it's one thing. If you modify it, all your tests actually validate from that. So that's actually pretty cool. Inserting parameters, you can add some new ones in here. Summary is the same kind of deal we have for all the work items that we have. The associated automation, we'll look at that a little later. I think we might need that, but we'll leave it like that for now. So right now, I'm just going to save and close. Nothing really fancy here.
So on the right there, that's a test case.
That's our test case. Right.
Right.
And notice that right now, that test case has only it's using the parent suite configuration that only has one checked out, right?
Okay.
So if I do that, I'm going to pick the two of them. Right. We're not going to run the two of them, but I'll show you what it does, right? So we're going to say that. I can assign this test case to somebody if I want to. Somebody like me. Yeah, mm-hmm. I might as well do that, right?
Yeah.
So I'll assign it to administrator because that's the role I'm doing right now. And one of the things that I could do also is now that this test is done, it's not in design anymore. It's in a ready state, right? So we're ready to use it. It's all good. Everything's happy. So we like that.
All right?
So I think we can run this now.
Did you think?
Let's see. Let's prove that you have a bug.
Oh, we know we have a bug.
But let's prove it with a test.
Oh, okay.
So that then we can do a regression test.
Okay. Are you telling me that this tool is not just to gather information? It can also run stuff?
Oh, yeah. Check this out. So I'm going to go into test one, which I didn't show you before, right?
Yeah.
And right now, notice that I have the build that I'm going to use, which
that's
is
what
build
I
number
use.
Two.
That's the one that's broken.
That's the one that's broken. And I can go over here, and I have the test case that I can run, right?
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to run that test.
Right there. No options, no nothing?
Nothing, right? So it brings the test manager, the test runner, the Microsoft test runner.
What happened with your screen there?
It just kind of...
Very small.
Yeah, it kind of went on the side, and now I can do all the stuff I want on the right side.
Okay.
And we'll start running a test, but before, we need to prep ourselves, right? Because I'm a tester, I need to deploy that application for me to test it.
Yeah,
right?
That's true.
So I don't need Excel anymore, so I'll close that. I'll actually go to the drop folder,
because
we know where that was. So TFS drops.
Okay, right? So you're going to take the drop, bring it to your your desk.
So I'm going to grab all this, right, which is the actual application. Okay. Well, I can take the logs, it doesn't really matter. And I'll move that over to client app. Like I was testing that before, so yeah, I was trying all that stuff. So we'll delete all this, right? Very good. So I'll just paste that in here because that's
where you want to run locally.
I want to run it locally, and I want the client to know where I'm going. It's like I would have run an MS build, an MSI, and installed it somewhere, right? But so I installed it under C localhost client, right?
Kind of a client right now.
Yes. Okay. All right. So now I'm ready to test, right? And I'm actually going to go and create an action recording.
What's an action recording?
So an action recording, actually, when MTR, the Microsoft Test Runner, actually runs, it's gonna record all the clicks that I do, all the steps that I do, right?
Okay.
And that's actually part of the adapters. And once we're done, I'll show you those adapters.
Okay.
All right? So I'm ready to start. I'll just start that up.
Okay, so on the left side, we see my traditional paper sheet where I got my steps.
Exactly.
And I guess I got the checkbox somewhere.
Yeah, I'll show you that right now.
All
so
right.
So let's see what it says. It says, open the application.
That sounds
pretty simple, so I'll go over here and I'll open the application. All right, so we'll wait for this to show up.
Okay, I see it's recording right there. It shows recording on the top.
Currently recording. Right, so hey, the application started.
That's my app, all right.
So we're good. And you asked me about a check mark.
Yep.
I can go here and say pass.
So nice.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So that worked. All right. So I'll click add a new customer. All right. Well, that worked. Hey, we can mark that as done.
Okay.
And then it goes up and says, hey, look at all the values you can put in all those fields. Wow.
Oh, that's the values you've used a few moments ago in the parameters.
Exactly. So,
oh, that's nice.
So I'm going to pick that because that's kind of a drop-down list, so it's kind of hard to
Then you have to click there. Well, you see the values, and you have to type them. So it's a long process.
Yeah, I don't want to type them. So I'll just go on first name here. I'll use Control V.
What?
Right?
Wait. You didn't copy anything.
No, because notice on the side here, that arrow is pointing to what it's going to put in the field.
Oh, my God.
Right?
It already knows that you might want to save some time and you just
paste.
So
I'm just going to go here under last name. Notice that it changed to last name.
Yeah.
So I can throw Control V.
Man,
look at that.
These guys at Microsoft.
I know.
So nice.
So I'll go to email. I'll put my email there.
Sure.
I'll go and put the sales there. And then remember, that's where it blew up, right?
Yeah.
So I'm just going to paste that in.
See, yours blew up too.
Mine blew up too. So now we proved that it's broken.
Yeah. I knew that a few sessions ago.
Yeah, you knew that. But see, the thing is the tool that we have here will help us gather information for you to find out where the bug is.
Okay, now we know it's broken, and the tool knows it's broken too.
Exactly.
Oh.
So I'm going to close that because that blew up, right? And I'm going to say here, it failed.
Oh.
Failed, right? So I'm going to say app blew up.
Okay, and what if I don't believe you?
Well, you know, you're going to have to trust me.
Okay.
So I could have taken a picture. Right now I closed the application, but
I take a picture of this. Let's see, this is our application.
Okay, let's say that the application is there. So notice here, there's a little camera. So I can go here and say capture an area, and I could say, you know, boom, I'm going to grab that.
Okay.
So I added that to the steps.
Okay.
Right? So I'm there.
So that's going to be information
for
added
you
to the test case for you to see on later.
Exactly.
Or for the tester to see on later.
Exactly.
Okay.
So what we're going to do is it blew up, right? So what we want to do is we want to create a bug, like in TFS, for you to fix.
Of course, I'm going to be the one working on
this. Would make sense, right?
Yeah.
So right out of the box in here, I have create a bug.
Create a bug right there.
Now, if I was playing with the exploratory testing, which is not something we're going to do, right? But I would have created a test which would open the application, fiddle around, close the application, and we could have played around. And if we blew up like 15 minutes in, if we created an exploratory bug, it brings up a little dialogue that says, do you want to capture the last 3 minutes? What do you want to actually capture? So we can add that to the bug.
So it trims the unnecessary
data. It trims the unnecessary stuff, right?
Should you close the...
I could, but it's not. It's going to work either way. Because when I create the bug, it's going to put it on pause here. So right now, it's resumed.
Oh.
So it actually gathered all sorts of stuff, right? So I'm going to say application failed.
Miserably.
I'm not going to use miserably because we know it did, right?
Okay.
Failed when we input a non-numeric numeric
which
age.
Is, you know, logical.
Exactly, right? So we'll put that to the proper iteration. We're going to assign it to you because, you know, you're the developer, so might as well fix that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And notice what it captured, right? Because as a tester, right, I don't want to have to tell you, I did this and I did that and blah, blah, this and blah, blah, that. So okay. the system actually did everything for me. So it says that the open application passed. It said that click the add customer passed. That failed. And then expected result, all sorts of information here, right? It also has, I never ran the close application. We have all the application that were running on my machine that we're not gathered for anything. I have all the data that I was using.
Okay.
And I even have stuff here for you, right? And stuff for you is like the action log, right? So if I open that up, I can look at, I started the application, I double clicked on something, I stepped in here, I typed in all that stuff. So notice I did all that, but I didn't have to do anything.
Okay, so there's no more, well, that was a bug, but I don't remember what I did.
Exactly, right? Okay. So one thing that we didn't do in this particular case that we'll do in another bug probably when you find, we'll find another bug somehow, is I'll show you all the stuff that we can gather. So I'll save this because that's pretty much what we need to do here. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, another thing we have is the system information. So it tells you what kind of machine I was on, tells you how much memory I was using, tells you all that good stuff about, you know, which OS I had, which Internet Explorer. So, you know, if you need to know, oh, you were running that with Safari and you didn't test anything with Safari, then, hey, you know, you have that information to see, right?
Great.
So I'll save this, right? And we'll just say resume this, end the iteration, because that failed. And then it automatically put it as failed, right? So we'll close and save this. And let me show you in the plan here, under properties, right now is using the default test, right? Mm-hmm. So I'll just move that to local test run here and open that. And I'll show you what you can, like all the stuff we can gather. Okay. So it asked me to gather the action log because it was ticked, right? So if that wasn't ticked, it wouldn't have asked me at the beginning, right? It actually gets IntelliTrace data for, and I'll talk to you about IntelliTrace another day, and test impact data. If I'm running something with a web client, which I'm not, but let's say I was, it would gather information.
Event log.
It gathers IntelliTrace stuff, right? And it gathers system information that I just showed you.
Mm-hmm.
And notice on the bottom here, you have test impact and video recorder. So the video recorder wasn't ticked, right? But if it was, and it will be for the next time.
Yeah,
right?
I was about to say, click that because I want it next time.
Yeah, so next time you'll see me click around and see everything that I've done.
Like right? A real video.
The real video of everything that I've done. Right?
Wow.
And then we'll make sure that we have the proper IntelliTrace event, right? So IntelliTrace, we want to have more information, the best information that we can, and we want to say, you know, those are like all the ADO.NET call, all the ASP.NET call, all the web form and Windows form click and WPF events and all that, right?
Okay.
So as much as possible, we want to have in there. So I'll save this. And right now, since that setting wasn't done, I'm not sure we captured everything you'll need to find that bug.
Okay, want to do it again?
You think we should? Yeah, it's not very long.
No,
it
very
failed
long.
Right click away. Click. So let's do that.
We're going to see how we can easily replay.
All right, let's do that. Bug. Let's make sure we got everything we can. So what I'll do is I'll mark this as rerun, right? So it's going to be active again, and then we'll just run it again, right?
Right.
So it should be
really
fast.
Capturing more things.
It's capturing more things. So I'll just click on override because we want to have as much possible information as we can. And then it says start the application. So we saw that before. We'll breeze through this. And once the application starts, I don't need to do the little drop down. If I click on the thing, it defaults to that, right?
Works.
So create new customer, so that works. And then I'm gonna pick the person.
Take your time, man, I wanna see everything.
All right, so then we're gonna Control V.
That's a magical
stuff. Control V, and boom.
Boom.
Excellent. So now that blew up, let's take a screen capture while we can, right?
Yeah. Of course.
So that's going to be easier for you
told
to
you
actually
I was not
see.
Going to trust you.
Exactly. So now we have a screen cap here, and I'm going to close the application here. Now last time around, let's just mark this as failed, like it should be, and let's say app
blew up
again, all right? And we're actually going to go in end the iteration first.
Right.
I'm going to override the recording because we're going to make sure we got the right stuff, and then we're going to create that bug. All right. So same thing, we're going to say application failed.
Just application failed. That's okay for now.
You're okay for now?
Yeah.
With bad age. How's that? So that's good. So we'll, again, we'll put it at the right release, and we're going to assign it to you.
So there should be a video in there somewhere.
Yeah, actually.
Show me.
Doesn't look like it did it this time around either. Look at that. I don't know why. No, it's not. It should be at the end of each step here.
That's weird.
Yeah, it is. I'm not too sure why that's doing that.
Anyways, we're going to have interface now?
We
hope. I'm sure we're going to find tons of bugs in
there. We hope we do. So we'll save this. And again, so we now have two bugs that we've created with this.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see what else we can do. I think
we reported the
defect, so I think we're done.
Yeah, well.
Until you fix the problem.
Oh, of course, that's going to come.
All right, so in this session, we actually concluded the demo we did in the previous session, where we actually created a test type, we ran some tests, and then we created a bug when the test failed, right? So is there any questions? There should be more now, because that was a little bit more beefy. Yes?
Step 3 has a checkbox there. What does it mean?
It means that it has validation. Okay, so you remember that column that has open up the test case? Yeah, double click on it. So notice that there's a check mark at step number 3 because I have an expected result.
Okay.
Right? As opposed to the other ones, I have no expected result. So if he did one, notice there's a check mark there. Mm-hmm. So the check mark is to make sure that you validate that there is an expected result, right?
And, another question, I guess that results you are gathering are queryable somehow.
Yes. Yes, they are. Yeah, I will, when we start the next session, I'll show you.
Hello. Our QA team uses several VMs. Mm-hmm. We have to install Test Center on every VM? That's one question.
No. You would install MTM on your tester machine, and you want to gather data. So no, the thing I gathered data with, the actual... you know, I think why I didn't get the recording, it's because I probably didn't save the test runs. So I'm not sure we're going to have more content with that. So you install on your tester's machine, and then he can connect to gather data from a machine, a VM, for example, that would have the test adapters installed in it. Okay, so we'll talk a little bit more about adapters and all that when we start talking about the lab later on. So if I don't answer your question, come and see me a little bit on that later, okay?
We saw that as you test, the application records whatever you click and whatever you type. What about passwords?
So, passwords. I'm not sure. I'm not going to say, it's going to put the dots. If the screen has dots, we're not going to see it. But obviously, if I have data on the side that I'm feeding to it, then you would see that.
And the action log, you're probably going to see the password in the action log.
Most likely. So as a best practice, don't use real users. Use test users that you don't really care about passwords, and they don't have much rights in your application, right?
Yeah, but if they don't have rights, then they...
So I see you can also capture some of the system parameters like memory usage, etc. Let's say if my application has some custom performance counter, is there any way I can capture that?
This is not used for poor testing. I would use the load tests to do load testing, and in the load test, there are perf counters that you can use to validate your performance and stuff. So my thought here is, in the adapters, I showed you all the different things we can gather. There wasn't anything on perf logs, so I don't think you can gather anything on perf logs with this. You can with the load tests, but I don't think you can with that.
In the when you set up your case, you have to put in your parameters, right? The way you put the parameters is the way you're going to be feeding in the information on the screen.
Pretty much, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you can actually put that, different names. Instead of putting a person,
yep.
You can put field one?
I think so. Okay. Yeah, because I put type, and that variable is not called type. Right? So, but I didn't try control V in there. So maybe when we try that, we'll be able to do... Anything else?
How is the variable or associated with the controls on your page?
So I think it's more of a, I'm clicking on this field, and I'm going to, because in the data grid I have five fields, and I know I have five fields on the screen, kind of get it one-to-one. I'm not sure if we can go up and kind of redo it. Probably we can, I'm thinking, but it may be, this is a V1, so it might be stuff that's going to be improved in later releases. Later on, hold that thought on automation, you'll see a little bit more on that stuff, okay? But right now, it's not adding anything. It's just recording stuff here, right?